Jesus said to his disciples, "It is certain there will be stumbling blocks, but woe to that person through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in the day, and 7 times returns to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord said, "If you had faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. But which of you, who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come immediately and sit down to eat'? Will he not say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, and put a belt around your clothes, and serve me until I have finished eating and drinking? Then afterward you will eat and drink?' He does not thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded, does he? Even so you also, when you have done everything that you are commanded, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what we ought to do.'" It came about that as he traveled to Jerusalem, he went along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, there he was met by 10 men who were lepers. They stood far away from him, and they lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." As they went away, they were cleansed. When one of them saw that he was healed, he turned back, with a loud voice glorifying God. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus said, "Were not the 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were there no others who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" He said to him, "Arise and go. Your faith has made you well." Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with careful observing. Neither will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For look, the kingdom of God is within you." He said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Then they will say to you, 'Look, there. Look, here,' but do not go out or run after them. For as the lightning shines brightly when it flashes from one part of the sky to another part of the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. As it happened in the days of Noah, even so will it also happen in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. In the same way, even as it happened in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed them all. After the same manner, it will be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, let him who is on the housetop not go down to get his goods out of the house. And in the same way, let him who is in the field not return. Remember Lot's wife? Whoever seeks to gain his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will save it. I tell you, In that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be two women grinding grain together. One will be taken, and the other will be left. They ask him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where there is a body, there will the vultures also be gathered together."